are listening to SBS.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
Heartbreak for Ronaldo. How did the Spain-Portugal match unfold? An unprecedented FIFA decision leaves them in the spotlight. Did US striker Follerin Balogun play against Belgium today? And are all three host nations now out of the World Cup? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy. Portugal's dream of a first ever World Cup title is over. It took until stoppage time.
They'll need extra time. It's brilliantly finished by the versatile Mikel Merino. No wonder in emergencies he can stick the midfield man up top, because that's what he does.
For Spain, after the match, the 41-year-old confirmed this was his final appearance at football's biggest tournament, although he stopped short of announcing his retirement from international football.
Well, it's normal. Sad to be leaving the World Cup like this, but as mentioned in the press conference yesterday, I gave it my all. And I gave it my best, so I leave with a clear conscience, right? That's football. That's the life of a footballer. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and you have to keep going. It's true that it's my last World Cup, yes, but after this I'll have time to think, be with my family, not make rash decisions and move on with life.
Ronaldo says he leaves the World Cup with a clear conscience, knowing that he gave everything for Portugal. He also paid tribute to coach Roberto Martinez, describing him as both a great manager and a great person, and saying the squad leaves the tournament with its heads held high. The defeat now closes an extraordinary World Cup chapter. Ronaldo leaves as the first player ever to score in six different World Cups and the second oldest goalscorer in the tournament history behind Cameroon's Roger Milla. For Spain, attention quickly turned to the next challenge. Coach Luis de la Fuente singled out teenage star Lamine Yamal, saying the 18-year-old produced one of the most important performances of his career.
Para mí hoy Lamine habrá hecho uno de los partidos más importantes de su vida. Al margen de la brillantez o no brillantez.
For me, Lamine played one of the most important matches of his life today, and regardless of whether he was brilliant or not. For me, it was one of the matches that has helped him most in his continued development. He's worked incredibly hard. Nuno's injury is surely down to the high standards Lamine has set for him. We don't know for sure, but normally when someone suffers that sort of injury, it's because they are pushing themselves to the very limits of their physical capacity. And Lamine did a spectacular job today.
Y lo que le queda, digo, aquí en el Mundial, porque todavía necesitamos de Lamine que siga creciendo y siga dando este tipo de actuaciones de cara a lo que nos queda por delante.
Meanwhile, Spain's midfielder and goalscorer Mikel Merino called it one of the happiest days of his life, saying that only a few months ago injury had left him wondering whether he'd even make the tournament. Back in Madrid, supporters celebrated long into the night. And here in Sydney, SBS captured the dramatic moment Spain scored at a Portugal supporters' watch party in Marrickville. At that party, there were cutouts of Cristiano Ronaldo and the late Portugal player Diogo Jota. But elsewhere, the tournament's biggest controversy unfolded before Belgium even kicked off against the United States. So Belgium eventually won comfortably, defeating the hosts 4-1 to book their place in the quarterfinals. And this now means all three tournament co-hosts have been eliminated from the tournament.
Freeman it is who clears. And the USA didn't really take charge, and Belgium did!
Scored a double to open their win. Substitute Romelu Lukaku scored the fourth goal for Belgium in added time.
That falls for Lukaku. And he will find the net. He so often has his say. And he helps the Belgians make their way to the quarterfinals of the World Cup finals. A goal scored by Belgium, but in a sense created by the United States of America.
But much of the attention centred on US striker Folarin Balogun. Balogun had been sent off in the previous round against Bosnia and Herzegovina and was due to serve an automatic one-match suspension. But instead, FIFA suspended that ban under Article 27 of its disciplinary code, a provision that has never previously been used to defer a World Cup red card suspension. Balogun himself had earlier said the red card was something that he had to accept. But the USA players and head coach Mauricio Pochettino welcomed the decision, calling the punishment too big for an unintentional foul. The decision followed claims by US President Donald Trump that he'd personally intervened. And ahead of the match, Trump defended FIFA's decision.
Well, I did. I asked for a review because I didn't think it was a foul. And, you know, again, I'm good at this stuff. I didn't think it was a foul. I thought it was two great athletes that crashed into each other and got entangled. That was not a guy punching somebody in the face or anything that, you know, would be different. I think it's a terrible... If they wouldn't allow, you know, a top player, maybe the best, maybe among the best players on the team to play, I think it would have had a big stain. And I related just that feel. I didn't tell him what to do. I can't tell him what to do. But and I don't believe he made the decision. I think it was a committee that made the decision. And they made the right decision because, number one, it wasn't a foul. And you want to see a game with your best players.
Questioning how the football world would feel without key players.
How would you feel if I took, Messi out? Look, you know, he ran into somebody. Or we took Ronaldo, you bunked into somebody, we're going to take you out of a game. He's great. Well, Harry Kane, we're going to take you out of the game, Harry, because you happen to hit somebody a little bit harder than... You can't do that. If you would have taken him out, I think it would have really stained this incredible... We got to have our best players, and they've got... Belgium's got a great team, by the way. We got to have our best players, and they have to have their best. And if we win or we lose, it's fair.
The U.S. president condemning the referee's decision.
I think they made a really brilliant decision. I think the referee's call was horrible. And nobody talks about that. They talk about the red card like it's fine. Nobody talks... The referee's decision, red card. I didn't know what the hell a red card was. When I found out, I said, you got to be kidding. This guy just hands up. Okay, your best player is not going to play next week or in the next game. I said, wow, that's a lot of power. That's terrible.
And so the move has sparked criticism across the world of football. European football's governing body, UEFA, earlier said FIFA's decision on Folarin Balogun crossed a red line and that endangers the integrity of the game. Royal Belgian Football Association also referred to the move as a direct contradiction of the competition's regulations. Now, human rights group Fair Square has called for US President Donald Trump's intervention over this issue to be investigated as a breach of FIFA's rules on political neutrality. But FIFA President Gianni Infantino says the disciplinary committee is independent and he had no involvement in the decision. Now, sports law expert who I spoke to today, who's also a senior researcher at the Esser Institute, Professor Anton Duval, says the decision breaks with FIFA's own previous practice. He says while Article 27 does exist, it's historically been used in very different disciplinary cases.
So it feels like FIFA has made an exception to its own practice, at least, if not to its own needs, for the purpose of pleasing Donald Trump. And this is a problem in the context of an organization that is supposed to regulate fairly and without any privileges being allocated to host countries or otherwise global football.
And not to overturn automatic suspensions for red cards during a World Cup.
So this is the first case in which a player who has gotten a red card during the tournament is then allowed to play the following game on the basis of a provision that was never used for that purpose in the past, which allows the disciplinary committee of FIFA to suspend the application of a sanction. And in this case, they have decided to suspend the application of the one-match ban.
Now he argues that when an unprecedented decision follows claims of political intervention...
What happened, in principle, what is particularly noticeable is just that this is not, it's not even standard practice, it's never seen before. And the fact that it has been done in the context of at least what is claimed as an intervention from the U.S. president and the U.S. administration is worrying the fairness perspective.
It also inevitably raises questions about whether FIFA's judicial bodies are truly independent.
Article 27 allows a FIFA judicial body to fully or partially suspend the implementation of a disciplinary measure. It's meant to be applied also in general to suspensions that are issued, in particular in ethics cases, in match-fixing cases, in doping cases, in cases that are probably of a different nature.
And he also says it's a much deeper problem than just the application of Article 27.
One of the main issues that we have is that the bodies that are taking those decisions are not really independent from the FIFA executive. And we know that in the past, Gianni Infantino already tried in 2017 to influence decisions taken by the FIFA ethics body, taken by the FIFA governance committees, and that led to the resignation of a number of members of those committees.
Questioning FIFA's stance.
FIFA's governance is very much under the control of the FIFA president, the FIFA council, and that there is very little separation of powers and very little, in fact, independence from the side of the FIFA judicial body. And this leads necessarily to suspicion, and in addition to the fact that the use of an article that is out of the ordinary also compounds that suspicion. So it's important to see this case not only for its narrow relevance to the current World Cup, but it's a deeper issue in terms of the good governance of FIFA, and this calls for a profound reform of that body.
SBS has contacted FIFA for a response. Elsewhere, the World Cup quarterfinal lineup is beginning to take shape. Norway produced one of the biggest upsets of the tournament, knocking out five-time champions Brazil with a 2-1 victory. Erling Haaland scored twice, while Brazil's defeat also marked the end of Neymar's international career. England survived a late scare to beat Mexico 3-2. Jude Bellingham scored twice before England held on, despite finishing the match with 10 men. France edged Paraguay 1-0, France, Morocco and Norway in the final eight, with the remaining quarterfinal places still to be decided. That's all for today. I'll be back with you tomorrow with the latest on Argentina's match against Egypt and Switzerland facing Colombia. To catch up on the latest, you can head on to SBS On Demand. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News Headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.